Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Namaste, Yoga Revealed podcast community. This is Alec Vishal Rubin, and I am so excited to welcome you back to season 3 of the Yoga Revealed podcast. We've spent over 100 hours, 15 months, and countless episodes transmitting the wisdom of yoga to you, and we are infinitely grateful for all the opportunities that have been brought to us simply through your attention and attraction to this platform of yogic information. Today, it is my esteemed privilege to introduce a world-renowned nutritionist, speaker, superfood phytochemist, and author of the Green Foods Bible, David Sandoval.
Love is clarity. Love is light. Love will take you to the right answer. So no matter what else you get from this talk, some people might not listen beyond this. So I want to tell you that when I'm stuck in a corner and I don't know whether I should be angry or fearful or resentful or jealous or any of those emotions that we know are destructive, and I just ask myself, okay, what would love do right now?
Dave Sandoval is on a mission to end human suffering through what we eat and how we eat it. Just like yoga, nutrition is a self-healing modality. And on today's episode, we will illuminate new ways for you to raise your vibration and step into deeper service towards activating your highest potential. Get ready to peel back the layers of what we think is on today's episode of the Yoga Revealed podcast. Yoga Revealed podcast, happy day to you wherever you are on this beautiful gem of a planet that we are blessed to be living in. This is Alec Vishal Rubin, and I'm truly so excited to be here with you every day that we're tuned in on this podcast, or if we're having the opportunity to meet in life, which I have over the last year, which has been so exciting. Truly, thank you for tuning in. And today, I am present in America. I've been on a travel journey, as most of you know, from London to living in Kauai the last 3 months, and I'm excited to be grounding back down in Colorado. And I'm graced and so grateful to be in Long Beach today, where I've had the opportunity to receive an immense download, not only on life for myself and those that I respect through the vision of cleaning our body and keeping this earth clean through really what we're eating and how we can learn to be truly a protector of this planet, in protecting our own body and our own ohana. And today I am so excited to introduce a man who is a visionary. He is a world-renowned nutritionist. And I do feel that, you know, the words of how I would love to be able to introduce him will really shine through when you hear the tone of his voice. And that's the beauty of these podcasts. You know, it's not video, it's audio. So you have my sound in your ears and you'll have his sound in your ears, which quite literally transmit directly into your heart. So Dave Sandoval, the visionary of Purium and a beautiful man who has dedicated his entire life, I'll let him speak further about this, his entire life in this human existence, where I'm sure he's had multiple lifetimes, but this has been his vision, his dharma, his path to end human suffering. And in this go around, he's creating such a massive change and growth and evolution for so many people to get back on track. And Dave, thank you so much for bringing me to Long Beach and supporting me in connecting face to face and transmitting the wisdom of what your life is all about in congruency with the vision of yoga. So, Dave, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. It's such a pleasure to be here, man.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, so it's a yoga podcast. And, you know, one of the first things that I always ask everyone that we've ever had on this podcast is, A, how has yoga first revealed itself to you in your life?
So I think it revealed itself to me when I was doing a review of different exercise techniques, how to stay fit. And I was looking more at using weights, you know what I mean? Kettlebells, you know, was it resistance? You know, was it rubber bands? You know, I was just examining all the different ways that people could stay fit. And there was this new trend happening, you know, this whole you know, new thing going on. And so I always like to start at the beginning. And so I went back and I wanted to see what were the roots of this thing called yoga. Like, you know, how did it start, you know? And I was like, wow, like all the original like yoga teachers were men, but everybody teaching today are women. And that was cool. I didn't mind that at all, you know? And then I saw that, oh, well, it was originally a way just to look at nature, observe nature, and imitate nature. Wow, I resonate with that, like in a big, big way, you know, like at animals, like at how they stand, how they pose, how they stretch, how they, you know, that's pretty cool. Like at nature, like at trees, like at, you know, whatever, the waves and the wind. And I'm like, okay, I resonate with that because I'm a nature guy. So I'm like, okay, but could it really get you in shape? Mm. And then I went and I met some like 70, 80 year old guys who had been doing yoga and Tai Chi, right? For like years. Wow. And they looked younger than me. And I'm like, okay, I think there's something here, right? but where it really applied in my own life is when I got in a head-on collision and my spine was broken, and I could show you the pictures, shattered, five, 3 were severe, 2 were minor, but up and down my spine. And I'm an inch shorter today because that much bone dissolved, like just turned into dust. And they told me I needed multiple surgeries and they were going to inject silicone into my back and make it all, you know, and they gave me a long list of prescription drugs. You know what I mean? Painkillers, muscle relaxants, things to help me sleep at night, you know, all that. And, cause you can't sleep at night cause of the pains, they just give you this whole laundry list of things. Well, I rejected all of that. And you know that later we could talk about what I did herbally. And through food, but the thing that saved me was yoga. Mm. The combination of nutrition and yoga.
Mm. Wow.
That's why I'm walking today. No surgery. Still an inch shorter. but I stand taller, you know what I mean? Because I wasn't supposed to walk again.
Wow.
And nobody knew that because I hid. I pretended like I was there and I did everything through the media. And I disappeared for like 14 months and no one even really noticed that they didn't see me live for more than a year while I sat in a bed and recovered. And so, thank goodness I at one time explored all those different ways of healing because that's what brought me to yoga. Mm. And thank goodness it did because later in life when I needed it, I had the wisdom to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like that was just one of the most critical agreements that you had to help you further your own path and really integrate deep challenge into your own growth, into what you are creating. and how of true service it is. And, you know, I'd love to drop in with that, drop into that intention with you. You know, what is your vision and what is your creation of service? You know, before we dive into that, you know, I'd like to unpack the word yoga real quick from the Sanskrit term yuj, Y-U-G. It translates to yoke, to combine. So, you know, that begs the question, well, what are we combining? So we have, you know, the trifecta of our mind. And what is the mind? You know, to me, I like to see the mind as this bundle of thought. And sometimes, you know, our chitta, our mind, it just goes haywire and we're having all these thoughts come through. So, okay, that's A. And then B, we have this physical form, this body, this vessel. And we're connecting our mind into our vessel and how to operate to optimum potential in our vessel, to truly awaken to our body with the third facet of our essence, our soul, that which connects all these human beings on this planet to the planet. So mind, body, soul connection. And that is what, you know, I think the maybe generic understanding of what yoga is to the public. And for you, with that in mind, you know, that to me is like finding the service of what Dave Sandoval and what Alec Rubin and what listener, your name, have agreed to come into this lifetime in to realize ourselves, which I think is one of the greatest servitudes to being here on the planet right now. So with that in mind, for you, clearly, with your journey of healing in your body, how have you turned that into further service? And what is it that you're serving? What is it that you're creating?
Well, I think, first of all, before we could serve anything, we have to have taken time to serve ourselves. Because if we're not in a place that if you multiply it, it's good, then don't multiply it. You know what I mean? So first of all, if you're going to have an impact on the world, let's get yourself straight. You know, I think that some people say, I wish I had a lot of money. I said, that's good. What's that money going to multiply? Because what you are right now is going to multiply. So do we want certain parts of you to be 10 times what they are now? Is that what the universe really wants? Great creator wants 10 times more anger, 10 times more judgment, 10 times more greed, 10 times more. No, I don't think so. So I think that it's all about first making yourself worthy. Right? Learning to love and then learning to be loved. And so learning to love yourself so you can love others. And once you do, then you can receive love from others. And that's all where it starts, because everything comes to a love vibration. And so for me, I'm looking at ways that people are not loving themselves. They're not loving the earth. They're not loving great creator in the way that would respect the gift of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it isn't that I want to judge anybody. I want to show them the tools. I want to give them a pathway. I want to hold up a sign and say, hey, we could do this better. We could love each other more. We could love our bodies more. We could love the earth more. We could respect the sacredness of life more. And in doing so, all the other things we call problems, they evaporate. They disappear because they're illusions. Love is clarity. Love is light. Love will take you to the right answer. So no matter what else you get from this talk, some people might not listen beyond this. So I want to tell you that when I'm stuck in a corner and I don't know whether I should be angry or fearful or resentful or jealous or any of those emotions that we know are destructive. And I just ask myself, okay, what would love do right now? And then I go, oh, love definitely wouldn't be angry. Love definitely wouldn't be jealous. Love would be forgiving. Love would be understanding. Love would just be without judgment, without expectation. And when we live life in appreciation instead of expectation, then everything changes. Everything changes when expectation gets turned to appreciation. And that's the overriding lesson of being happy and being successful. which is being successful. Happy yeah. is being successful.
Thank you. So what is one of the greatest nuggets and tools that you could offer to those who are maybe not feeling worthy?
Well, the reason you're not feeling worthy is because you don't love yourself. And the reason you don't love yourself is because you don't trust yourself. The reason you don't trust yourself is because you lie to yourself. And the reason you lie to yourself is because you can't stop saying yes, because you don't know what yes and no really mean. So let's start with integrity. Let's start with personal responsibility and integrity. It's easy. It's easy to stop saying yes. And it feels good. All this weight of all the obligations you put on yourself, start saying no to everything unless it's sacred. So right now there are five things in your life that are more important than anything else. Three, probably. And if you're not spending 60, 70, 80, 90% of your time on these three, four, and five things, then you are not in integrity. So going on vacation with your friends when you should be maybe working a little harder so you could put yourself through college or take care of your dog or whatever it is. There's all types of ways that we forget. And that was a stupid example. So let's erase that one from your brain. And I want to go to a better example. We say yes, and then that yes turns to maybe, and that maybe turns to no. And every time we do, we lose integrity with somebody. And when we tell ourselves, tomorrow's the day I start exercising, tomorrow's the day I start eating right, tomorrow's the day I start walking the dog in the morning instead of telling it to go on the paper in the closet, whatever it is, there's a time when we say we're going to do something and we don't do it. And then I have to ask you, have you ever been in a relationship with somebody who lied to you?
Yeah.
Did the trust go away pretty quick?
Yeah.
Did the love follow the trust out the door? Did you follow the love and the trust out the door?
I try to keep love in my heart.
No, but what I mean is the love went away when the trust went away. And so usually you or that person went away. And so a lot of times the person we've lied to is us. The person we can't trust is us. The person we don't love enough anymore is us. But we can't go away from us. So I like to teach lessons to how people could get into integrity with themselves. Do you want to hear any of that?
Yeah.
Have you heard the term, to thine own self be true?
Yes.
Do you know who thine own self is? If you don't know who you are, could you be true to them? Then let's find out who our own self is. It's a little lesson called activating the laws of attraction. Now, in numerology, 555 is very special. You know why? So when everything changes, it starts to get better and it will never be the same again. I like 555, right? So how do we activate 555 in our lives? Well, here's what I want you to do. You're going to make three lists. One of them is 20 things. I don't mean 18 or 19, 20 things that you know will make you happy. Since you were a little boy, until you're an old man, right? Not that either of us will ever be that, but I'm always going to be a little boy. I think everybody knows that. But, you know, for your whole life, what's going to make you happy? 20 things. And then here's the tough part. Narrow it down to five. Then you have to make decisions. What's really important. And you might take three of those things and find one word that describes them all and bundle them and make a whole nother thing. You know what I mean? But either way, you're going to get to five things. And when you look at them, you're going to go, oh my God, that's my happiness. That's my sweet spot. If those things were all true, then the happiness would be pretty easy.
Yeah.
And then I want you to take and imagine somebody that you're going to spend the rest of your life with and think of five qualities you would want them to have, but you start with 20 qualities that you like in people, 20 qualities that you like in people, and then in all people, in the whole world, 20 qualities that you like in humanity, and then narrow the five that you want your partner to have, the one you could spend the rest of your life with. These two are actually pretty fun, right? But then we get to the third one. And this is where this is the third five, remember? So now all of a sudden we're getting to where everything changes, gets better, and will never be the same. That third five. In that third five, you write down 20 things that you don't like about people. Think of everybody you've ever known and why the people you don't like, why you didn't like them. The people who you didn't get along with for whatever reason. Why didn't I get along with them? Write those 20 things down and then narrow those down to 5. Now, what you're going to be looking at is what you want, who you want, and what you don't want. And it's going to be so clear. But this process could take weeks. It could, because just coming up with 20 is hard for people. They want to stop at 10. You got to keep going, because you're going to keep going to, oh my God, this one I've been hiding because the 3 people around me who are closest to me have it. So I've been denying it.
Mm.
So you got to get to 20, because it might be number 20 that's the one you've been hiding from.
That's a strong self-worth exercise that I love.
So now you got this 5, 5, 5. Now you got to look at it every morning to acknowledge that you're worthy of all of that. Mm. And here's the crazy part. The people who are toxic in your life, they just start finding ways to disappear. It's amazing. You don't even know why. They just don't call for a while, or the business deal fell apart, or, and then all of a sudden you're going to look at somebody like you've never looked at them before. And you're going to say, oh my God, you've been right here next to me this whole time. And I never acknowledged you, how beautiful you are, and all these gifts that you brought into my life, because you are these things that I admire in somebody I could spend the rest of my life with. And you help me achieve these things that are important to me. That's powerful. And all those toxic things that I used to be attracted to, do you know that most people are attracted to rejection? And that when they actually get the list of things that they always wanted in their life, then they actually don't feel worthy of that. So they go back to rejection.
Mm.
And they go back to relationships that made them feel unworthy because they feel unworthy. And when you know who you are and you pursue your happiness and you acknowledge what you want and reject that which is toxic by making this list, you could change everything. Everything could get better. We'll never be the same.
Mm.
But you're still going to come up against that desire for rejection, because if we don't get rejection, then we don't have anything to test ourselves against. Mm. So we have this rejection, and then we get to acceptance and we think, oh, now we're worthy because someone else accepted me. Someone else acknowledged me. And until we start looking outwardly for that acknowledgement and that acceptance, until we are absolutely comfortable with being alone, we should never be together.
Mm. I want that subtle. Thank you. I promise myself that I'm going to do that. It's beautiful. Thank you for that download. I think that is the epitome of really, you know, stepping into self-worth and loving ourselves and accepting ourselves and accepting solitude and aloneness. As you just said, you know, earlier, to echo, the direct capacity at which I do love myself is a clear mirror to how much I can love you.
Now, I don't mean someone needs to be completely whole and perfect before they should be in union with another person. To the contrary.
Sure.
I think that finding a person who makes you better.
Yeah.
And helps you to actually take steps on that pathway to being the person that you know you could be, that could be magical.
Yes.
And so I don't want anybody to think that I believe we have to do all of our work first and become perfect and find someone else who's done all of their work first and who is perfect, because that person doesn't exist. Our work is ongoing. It's continuous, because we're all equal parts light and darkness. And we're always, always, as the song said, slipping into darkness, right? That old blues song. And so the bottom line is, it's our job through work, you know what I mean? To get, it's like a slide, and we have to continuously bring ourselves out of the darkness and into the light. And these exercises of self-worth, of knowing this brings us and keeps us in that light. It does not mean there's not darkness within each of us that is not equal to our light.
Mm.
We are all yin and yang. And so this is why doing shadow work, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Walking into the darkness and finding the better part of ourselves and bringing it back into the light is a continuous process. That's why yin and yang has those tails, because the two are always swirling into each other. So let's accept the darkness within us as a method of leading us to the light. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Let's accept all the imperfections in ourselves and in those we love, especially in those we love. Mm-hmm. I told somebody just the other night, I said, I know you're not perfect, but you're perfect for me. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's, you know, that's the type of acceptance that we need.
You know, that's a beautiful segue. A couple weeks ago, so blessed to be on your land at the Oasis, just outside of Bakersfield, California. And, you know, you were speaking on stage to our Ohana, our tribe, our community, and tears falling down your eye as you humbly stepped into acknowledging your own flawed, perfect, imperfect humanness. And gosh, man, you know, to witness and to hear how much of, and to see and to feel the leader that you are, as you have allowed yourself to be a direct channel of God and love, and you know what you're leading and what you're creating, I think it's a beautiful segue for us to move into, where we can talk for hours on leadership, obviously. And I do want to honor our time and really tune into what you've led into manifestation and creation through your journey in nutrition. So can you give us a quick synopsis of your journey through whom you've studied with and what has inspired and really why? I know it's a really powerful emotional story of why you developed Purium for nutrition, which was personal.
So there's a couple of whys, and I'll tell the not so personal one first. I was doing radio in New York City, and it was a call-in show. And I just flipped on the thing and said, ask me any question you want about nutrition, about life, you know, about philosophy, about holistic living. And they did. And this went on for years. And so I documented every question. And in the end, I figured that there were like 50 primary concerns that people had, and that those concerns for their health could be addressed through different herbal remedies and different things like that. And when I directed people to go to the stores to find them, they came back and said, we can't find the quality that you keep telling us to pursue. And so then I finally went and raised some money and decided that I was going to just make those products. I was already in the business of making products. And I had a small retail operation, you know, and I made products for a lot of other companies, but I didn't have my own brand. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of making products for other companies that don't meet my standards. I'm tired of being on the radio telling people to go find products that don't meet my standards. Even though I don't have the money, even though I don't have, I'm going into a business that I never imagined I would. I'm going in and I'm going to provide food to the world, because the quality of food that the world needs is not available right now. And so my job, I just wanted to educate. I just wanted to warn people about all the dangers. I used to tell people, you know, they say that I'm Chicken Little, but I think I'm Paul Revere. You know, and it turned out I was right. And so all these chemicals and all this stuff, you know, we know what it's doing to us. And so I just decided that those 50 questions needed to be addressed. And I created 60 products to address those 50 questions. And every one of them meets our standards. And so now, I guess you could call it a Dave's Superfood Superstore, you know, but I just have this online apparatus where anybody, anywhere, pretty soon in the world, by the way, pretty soon, will be able to have access to the most potent food on the planet, the purest food on the planet, and more importantly, food produced with the lowest carbon footprint in history. Food produced with the lowest carbon footprint in history. They're trying to push this thing called genetically modified food on us. And they're justifying it by saying the amount of land available is not enough to feed a growing population of the world. So we need to start to manipulate food itself in order to feed you. But manipulated food isn't food. You see, a compromised apple cannot come from a compromised apple tree. Okay? An uncompromised apple cannot come from a compromised apple tree. So an uncompromised food cannot come from a compromised seed, is my point. So they're compromising the seed by genetically modifying it. And so the reason, the justification for this absolute destruction of the genetic material of plant life itself You understand? For greed, for the purposes of owning it so they can patent it. They're patenting corn. So if you ever want corn, you have to buy it from them. You can't grow it yourself. Is that crazy? They're patenting broccoli. So if you want broccoli, you can't grow it. You have to buy it from them. They are owning food when food is our birthright. The seed that came from Mother Earth is our birthright. Genesis 1:29, I have given you the seed bearing fruit of the vine and the grasses of the field. I have given you, this is our gift from God. Monsanto cannot take it away. Bayer cannot take it away. Seed companies cannot take it away. We need to defend seed sovereignty. And the way to do that is to support organic agriculture. But I digress. What were we talking about?
We were talking about
the most efficient delivery system. Okay. So they tell us we need to modify the seeds so we could continue this inefficient food distribution system. Mm. So let me tell you what an acre of broccoli that's distributed through the grocery system versus an acre of broccoli that's distributed through the Purium grocery system. Okay?
Please.
So the acre of broccoli is going to take so many nutrients out of the soil and it's going to use so much water, right? And so much energy to grow that acre. And the secret is to get as many nutrients from that acre into people's lives, into their bodies. So let's start the process. We're going to harvest it. We have all these trucks that are going to back up, refrigerated trucks, right? About 10 to 20 of them. And they're going to back up and they're going to cut the broccoli. And they're going to cut off all the long stems mostly, you know what I mean? And then they're going to take the stuff that's a little too mature because it might rot on the way through the process of distribution. And they're going to take the stuff that's still not quite green enough because no one will buy it. It doesn't look quite like broccoli yet, right? It's not as green as the dark green. So they sort of leave about 5% on both ends. So 90% gets harvested, right? About another 10% gets left behind in nutrients in the stocks that nobody's going to buy. So then they take that 80%, they put it in the trucks and they move it to a big distribution warehouse where stores then get it. So a bunch of other trucks then go out to the stores to distribute broccoli and other things that are in that warehouse to the store. All these things are refrigerated, right? By the time it gets to the store, right? A little bit is lost, but we won't even talk about that. A couple boxes drop, some gets whatever, but it doesn't matter. We'll just say all of it gets to the store. Once it gets to the store, you know how much is actually bought by people? About 50%. So about 50% at that point gets thrown away in the dumpster behind. I know because when I was homeless, that's where I found my food. I'm serious about that. So much food in that dumpster. The bottom line is that by the time we come get it in our refrigerated cars and take it back to our refrigerated homes and put it in our refrigerator, a lot more carbon footprint has been used, right? Mm-hmm. And it sits in our refrigerator until we cook it, probably using more carbon and reducing more of the nutrients, but it doesn't all get eaten, does it? Do you eat all the vegetables you buy, even as healthy as you eat?
No.
So imagine how many people buy vegetables with the good intention of eating them. And I'm sure another 50% of it, but we'll not be that generous. The bottom line is by the time you eat the 50% of the 80% that becomes 40%, and then you cook it and more of the nutrients are out, you get about 5% of the nutrients that originally came from that land get into people's bodies. 5%. That means 95% was lost. And guess what else was done? A lot of carbon. All the trucks that removed the broccoli, all the warehouses, all the trucks that took it to the stores, all of the stores, all the cars that went to the stores, all the houses, all the refrigerators, all the stoves. That's a lot of energy being used to get 5% of the nutrients out of the soil. Now let's follow the Purium pipeline. We grow the acre, but we could take the slightly immature and the totally mature parts because we're going to instantly turn it to powder. There is no transportation chain, right? Mm-hmm. We could take those big stalks where a lot of the nutrients are, but it isn't as pretty as the heads, and we could actually use those as well, right? Mm-hmm. We then will get all of that into one truck that doesn't have to be refrigerated, and we take it to our warehouse where we blend it with other vegetables, just like that one truck brings other vegetables to the store. Well, we then blend it with other vegetables for our power shake and other things like that, our spectrum greens and our, you know, and then you order it and it gets delivered to you by UPS or FedEx, right? which are super efficient because one truck is stopping every couple of blocks delivering something mm-hmm. versus you driving all the way to the store mm-hmm. and all these people. So that is super, super efficient. You could look it up carbon footprint wise. Amazing. So our total carbon footprint to get the food to you is very low. And the nutrients that came from the soil getting to people are about 90%. Now, this means we could survive on 10% of the land we now use. We could grow enough food for everybody in the world on 10% of the land that we now use in the Purium model. Now, most people don't spend a lot of time eating salads and eating broccoli and eating cauliflower, even though we do. Mm-hmm. But with my power shakes, you could move the nutrients from the soil into our bodies with my super fruit drinks and my super and all of my superfood offerings. We're moving nutrients and herbs from the earth into human bodies at the most efficient rate in history. Mm. And the fact that I'm putting the highest quality food available on the earth through that pipeline makes us unique.
I have a question. You know, I hear so many people say, oh, well, I don't want processed food. And I feel like I get more energy from the whole foods that I actually eat, despite the model of truth that you just downloaded on us. So what would you say that is unique to Purium's dehydration method?
So here's what's crazy is a seed, as you know, the Kamut seed was dormant for 2,000 years.
What's Kamut?
Kamut is an ancient Egyptian grain. It is the most ancient grain known to man. It was discovered in a tomb in Egypt, and I got the exclusive rights to turn it into wheatgrass juice after it got regenerated after 2,000 years. And so the bottom line is that foods can go dormant and then be reinvigorated to be alive again. And seeds are a perfect example. A seed can be stored for a long time dry, and when you add water to it, it comes to life again, right? Called germination. Mm. And so we figured out how to stop something from getting old. You simply dehydrate it at a very low temperature, not freezing, but at like 65 degrees to 80 degrees. And you remove all of the moisture rapidly. And when you do that, all of the nutrients, all of the enzymes, all of the living qualities become stable in a dormant state for about 3 years. And so we apply that method, no binders, no fillers, no excipients, no heat, no additives of any kind, pure vacuum dehydrated food. And it is amazing. Mm-hmm. And no one will tell you they get more energy. You cannot eat a cup of raw broccoli and have the same energy that you get from having a power shake ever. All my vegan friends, all of my health nut friends who rejected Purium and then finally tried it are now the biggest advocates because they said, this is the perfect, it's everything I needed. I eat as good as I could, but man, without these shakes, without these aminos, these vegan, you know, aminos, they just couldn't have the muscle they have. They couldn't have the energy they have. They couldn't have the skin they have, the collagen they have, everything, because we just were able to provide foods that come from every point of the earth, whereas you could only get what is available at your grocery store.
Thank you. You know, I really do want to have a super quick download on the aminos and the power shake and then two other specific products, which I know are like the heartbeat of what we stand for. And I'm curious if you can first kind of circle back into the personal vision, if you feel comfortable doing that. And if not, that's okay. We honor you.
No, that's okay. So the thing is, I have such a high level personal vision that most people just think, you know, that I'm bullshit. And that hurts because I've been doing this now for 30 years. Mm. And if I'm faking it, why would I be faking it for 30 years? You know what I mean? And that's hard for me to handle because people who just know me, who just get to know me because their friend said, hey, listen to Dave. And they go, oh, here's another guy who, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years. 30 years I've been fighting for you, your children, their children, and five generations of children to come after them when most people won't even fight for themselves. I fight for people I never met. I love people I will never meet. You know what I mean? And that's hard for people to imagine when they can't even love themselves and they don't fight for themselves. And so, yeah, I get there's skeptics out there. But my goal is to end human suffering. I close my eyes and I hear hungry children crying. I walk the streets and I look into people's eyes and I see that they've stopped trying. I hold the hands of people as they're dying. And, you know, I walk that path. And so, you know, I know why I'm here. You know, I'm here to love. I'm here to hopefully receive love. And there's no greater love than to honor life, than to respect not just your life, but the life of everyone around you. And how can I respect you? How can I respect your life if I'm watching you take it from yourself? But I do have boundaries. You know, I practice personal tantra, and that is setting boundaries and asking others to respect them. And the boundary I set is that I cannot help you if you're not willing to help yourself. I call it the law of 49s. And the law of 49 says that I could only do what I could do if you do what you need to do. If you won't go 51%, if you won't do more for yourself than I have to do for you, I'm not in this game. Because the minute I do more for you than you're willing to do for yourself, all the energy changes. All of a sudden you're being told what to do, you're being subsidized, and you get lazy. So when you're willing and when you're ready to change, we have tools that are powerful agents of change. We have people who are powerful agents of change. We have philosophies and love that are, again, the powerful agents of change.
Mm. Thank you for that. Thank you. Can you give a, I know we can spend hours on the aminos and the power shake and apothecary.
But
and
we really don't need to
do that. We don't need to, you know.
So let me tell you about the aminos, just in three things. These are 36 clinical trials. These were in the physician's desk reference. These are used in hospitals. If you're in a coma, if you're paralyzed, if you're in a dialysis machine and you can't eat protein, this is what they give you. That is powerful. And it's vegan and it's non-GMO and it's pre-digested to where even if you've had stomach issues, that you're going to absorb this protein and it goes straight to your muscle and it builds collagen. And here's the coolest part. It's clinically proven to improve elasticity. Now, I want to tell you, have you ever seen somebody with really tight skin and somebody with saggy skin? I call it spandex skin versus baggy jean skin. Which one do you want?
I want tight skin.
Just saying, that's what the aminos do. Mm. They tighten up all the matrix of your skin. Mm. No saggy skin. And it's like putting spandex on your body. Wow. But the spandex is your skin, yeah. Okay? They build muscle even while you're sleeping, because if you're in a coma or if you're paralyzed, you're going to get muscle wasting and you're going to die. So these aminos, I call them the magic aminos. If you type it into your phone, it corrects to amigos. So I say hello to my little friends. And those are amazing. And then the next thing is called the power shake. The power shake, I used to give people, okay, here's five different superfoods, mix them all together and make this thing. And they all said, well, why don't you mix it for us? So we did. And it's the most potent green food on the planet called spirulina. It's a super potent food from the land called wheatgrass. It is organic. These are all organic carrot juice, right? But then we have super slow beta glucan source carbohydrates. Now, a lot of people are trying to avoid carbohydrates. And the reason why is because the carbohydrates turn into something they don't want. Beta-glucan carbohydrates turn into a gel, and that gel lines your intestines and slowly feeds glucose into your body. And so that's why the power shake is an endurance shake. Protein, fat, super amazing fat that comes from a rice bran soluble. This fat is the fat that actually triggers your body to use fat as energy. Mm. So I have one of the healthiest fats on the planet, the healthiest food from the ocean on the planet, the healthiest food from the land on the planet. All these things are mixed together into this beautiful combination that we call the power shake. And when you take it, it nourishes your body at the cellular level and raises their vibration immensely. And then the last thing I want to tell you about is the most potent fruit on the planet. And it's a tart sour cherry that nobody used to consume until about 15 years ago. We did some research and found that this tart sour cherry that was only used for cherry pies. They squeezed all the juice out. They infused them with sugar and artificial color, and then they put them into cherry pies. So there's no real nutrition left in them. They threw away the juice. And then they did epidemiological studies on the farmers that grow the tart cherries, and they all looked half their age, no heart attacks, no wrinkles, just amazing, no arthritis either. And they said, what's in these things? And now they have become one of the most studied and most hallowed. They are clearly the most potent fruit on the planet, but here's why I like it. They naturally contain melatonin. That's why they look so young. These guys slept like babies every night. And when you get deep sleep, your body goes into 2 hours of super repair mode. 80% of your body's immune system and anti-aging activity is triggered during these 2 hours. It's the planning stage of your body. Your body gets everything ready and says, okay, here's what we're going to do today, right? And without those 2 hours of planning for your body to do all the repair work during the day, it doesn't get done. So if you don't get those 2 hours of deep sleep, your body doesn't do the repair work, doesn't do the immune system work, doesn't do any of that. And so this tart cherry puts you into that deep sleep mode, and it also scavenges free radicals, reduces inflammation, right? Protects your heart and your brain. So it's amazing, amazing stuff. Gives you skin, again, glowing young skin. That has to do partly with the sleep. So the bottom line is these three products alone are everything you need to survive at the cellular level. In Genesis 1:29, I go back to, I give you every seed-bearing fruit of the vine and the grass of the field. Those are in the power shake. They're in the tart cherry. So you've got all of your protein, all of your carbohydrate, all of your fat, all of your fiber, and then all of those macronutrients from fruits and vegetables. And so there's really nothing more potent you could do for yourself than take this thing that we call core three. You know, protein, fruits, and vegetables. And then if you add one last thing, everybody that we know in the world today has a compromised digestive system that is caused by antibiotics and is caused by the chemicals in the food we eat, specifically glyphosate, which destroys the organisms in our gut. See, glyphosate was designed to kill everything that was not a genetically modified organism. And so when it is on food and you cannot remove it from food, and it's on 75% of the food in the world today. So when we consume that food that has the glyphosate, it will kill the bacteria and the organisms that are supposed to protect our gut. So right now the world is challenged by an exploding rate of autoimmune diseases, leaky gut syndrome, autism, Alzheimer's, all these things that could be helped and even reversed if our gut was doing its job. And so we have a product that's clinically proven to detoxify the chemicals from your gut and to rebuild it. And it's called Biome Medic, because this is your biome, your gut biome. And this is a medic. The medic repairs and heals your biome. And the Biome Medic has now been added to what we call the core three, because sometimes if your gut isn't working, all the nutrients I put into the core three may not be absorbed. They might actually be expelled and rejected by your body if it is in that state of leaky gut and autoimmune challenges. So if anybody, again, we didn't talk much about nutrition, because for me, nutrition is like yoga. It's an extension of life. It's an extension of nature. You know what I mean? That they're very
hand in hand
that way. And so many of the Ayurvedic principles that I use in my nutritional products came from the same origins as yoga as well, the Vedic arts and such, you know. So I'm very, very, you know, excited for people that they can now tap into all this ancient wisdom and all this powerful nutritional, like, support, like for pennies a day. You know what I mean? Like literally pennies on the dollar for minutes a day. And for most people, for what they earn in about 15 to 30 minutes a day, they could buy enough of my nutritional supplements to nourish their body at a very high level. And that all takes place in about 5 minutes a day.
Wow.
So for a commitment of about 35 minutes in most people's day, they could take care of themselves in an incredible, loving, like nourishing, healing way. And that's what I wanted to provide to the world, easy access to loving, caring, healing for yourself. Because when we love and care for ourselves, it's only then that we'll be strong enough to love and care for others. And so learning to love ourselves first and then learning to love others is all an extension, you see, of the food that I'm offering. Does that come full circle for you now?
Yeah, thank you. And can you weave it into the 40-day and the 10-day?
Well, what I did is originally I came up with a 10-day program for celebrities when they need to get ready for a prize fight or they need to get ready for the Golden Globes or they need to get ready for an audition. And so I came up with this incredible food program that could dramatically impact your life in 10 days. But the problem was that most people didn't realize that you cannot change your metabolism in 10 days. So what we have is we have a 10-day immersive and 30 days of sort of lifestyle. And so I suggest people start with, say, 15 days of lifestyle, introducing these superfoods to your body, letting your cells know what they feel like. And then after those 15 days, maybe 10 days if you're really going for it, then go into the immersive 10-day, which is, oh my God, so amazing and transformational. We could spend hours talking about that 10-day immersion called the transformation. It's a 10-day transformation. And believe me, the word, as you know, is absolutely appropriate. So you're going to do a 15-day introduction and then a 10-day immersion called the transformation. And then coming out of that, you're going to do another 15 days of that lifestyle. And by the time you're through with those 40 days, most people have lost about, if they need to lose weight, 20 or more pounds. Most people see like their wrinkles and like just, it's just amazing what they see. Their waistline shrinks, their wrinkles go away, their skin glows, their eyes are clear. You know, their energy levels are just astounding. Everybody's asking them, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? And for most people, you know, they're just like, oh, I get it now. This is a lifestyle. Yeah. It's not just 10 days.
Right.
And so that's what we want to teach people. While the 10-day immersion is life-changing, it's the lifestyle that we're looking to really change.
And, you know, it's so beautiful for me. And, you know, we're getting down to the last few minutes and going to wrap this up. And I appreciate your time, truly, Dave. And I think it's really important to be able to ask, for me to share, you know, how this has changed my life of health, wealth, and added sense of purpose, bringing more Ohana and community into my life. And why and for what reason have you chosen this business model that Purium operates in through the heart and soul and integrity of who you are to share this in an honest and potent way? Can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because we're tapping into free enterprise, and free enterprise is really potent. You know, before weed was illegal in California, the way it was distributed was somebody would buy a big amount, right? And then they would sell a smaller amount to somebody who would sell a smaller amount to somebody who would sell several smaller amounts to other people. And this was, you know, essentially a distribution model, right? Well, what's funny is everybody who bought something heard about it from somebody who they knew and they trusted, or they wouldn't buy it. You understand what I mean? Because it was illegal.
Yeah.
And so you had to buy something from somebody who you knew and you trusted. This may be going, maybe you don't like this subject matter, but I'm trying to explain the business model. Because when something was illegal, you had to trust somebody or you wouldn't buy it from them. You might go to jail, right? So that business model uniquely mimics what we do now, because you've got to trust somebody if you're going to put something in your body. If they give you something, you know, you better trust them if someone cooks for you. And so here's what I'm trying to explain, that there's nothing more basic than free enterprise. It happens every time you recommend a restaurant to a friend, right? And that person goes and spends money somewhere. Well, free enterprise is a powerful thing, and it could be abused. You know what I mean? Anything could be abused, but it also could be tapped into. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to ask myself, would I rather use a distribution model like, say, Whole Foods, right? Where at Whole Foods, you have to spend about, 65% of the cost of a product in the distribution model. And the distribution model only enriches people who are not interested in your health, who don't know you, and somebody you trust from somebody who uses the products and has had a good result. And so that's total honesty. And here's something else that I love about our business model. You could have two different pathways. You could use our products and save 25%, or you could help me distribute the products and save 25%. There's no greater benefit in the cost of my products, whether you consume them or whether you distribute them. The only additional benefit to distributing them is the good feeling you get from sharing and the fact that I will then share a portion of that sale price with you. And so if you are interested in helping me distribute, I'd rather you do it than Whole Foods. Mm. And so why wouldn't I give you an honest cut instead of giving Whole Foods their cut when they're not doing anything, but you're the one who's actually recommending my product. You're the one who actually uses my product. So if I'm going to have anybody recommend my product, it's someone who uses it. If I'm going to reward anybody financially for helping me get my product into other people's hands, it's going to be the people who honestly recommend it. And so this distribution model only works if people get helped. The people who use products feel better. The people who help the people feel better then will be rewarded. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win situation.
Thank you. I agree. I feel so strongly about it because clearly the economic system in 9 to 5 trading dollar to hour is just running us down out of the, you know, potency of living our truth in dharmic service to ourselves.
How many people go to work and they go to a job they really don't like and they work with people they don't respect and they have a boss who doesn't respect them and they never make what they truly feel they're worth? That describes most people.
Yeah.
And they're on somebody else's schedule. When you work with me, not for me, when you work with me, you make your own schedule. You choose who you work with. You always reach your own potential because you get paid for your effort, right? And here's the great part. If I work an hour for a job, when that hour is up and I get paid $10, $20, $40, $50, $100 for that hour, whatever it is, right? I'll never make more than that $100. I'll never make more than that $50. Once they pay me for that hour is gone. It will never be recovered. You ever hear, there's 20 minutes I'll never have back? You hear that little joke, right? Well, guess what? Every hour you work for somebody else is an hour you'll never get back. But when you work with me, you keep getting it back. And let me explain. So one of our leaders, he said, let me tell you, you know, how I answer this question. How much did you make, you know, your first month at Purium? How did you make your first year at Purium, right? And he said, well, I don't know because I'm still making it. The first month, I only got rewarded in that month about $200 my first month in Purium, right? But the hours I worked to earn that 200, they kept working for me. And the next month, I earned another 180 from those same hours. Mm. And I've earned about $100 a month for the last 3 years from those hours I worked my first month. I didn't just get it in all in one paycheck the next month. It's called residual income. Mm. And as long as the person likes the products and keeps using them, you're going to keep earning money. And that could last 10 years or longer. So for that 2 hours it took you to convince somebody that they should love themselves enough to do a 40-day transformation, right? And then you go, oh, wow, you know, I earned whatever it was, $20 or $40 for that effort. And that equates to $5 or $10 an hour. I'm worth more than that, right?
Yeah.
Well, what if that $5 and $10 repeats every month for 3 years? See, that's the power of residual income. And nobody earns that unless you have rental properties. Unless you have stocks and bonds, you know, and things that pay out every month to you, nobody gets that. So we're giving residual income potential to people who don't have to own apartment buildings. Mm. So this is a powerful economic thing. So let me tell you how powerful it is with the 1 minute we have left here, right?
Yeah.
We have seen multiple women bring themselves out of poverty. Okay, we're talking about mothers of children living in cars on food stamps, barely surviving in dangerous environments. Mm. And suddenly and I'm not lying, making tens of thousands of dollars a month from the social sharing economy because they were able to work from that car, from their phone, and literally start sharing Purium with the world. And when people saw what they were sharing, they wanted it. Mm. And now those moms are boss babes. They're buying homes for their moms. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, some of the people I'm talking about, I'm not going to mention their names because, you know, it's nobody's business.
Yeah.
But we know at least four that we could name sitting right here. And I know there's a lot more than that. And so when I posted my Facebook post about being homeless, I found out about several more of our members who were once destitute and now thriving because they loved themselves and they shared love. And what better economy is there than one that has a minimal impact on the carbon footprint, a maximum impact on the quality of people's lives? Mm. It just doesn't get better than that, bro.
Thank you. Leave us with one golden nugget as we can move forward as a human being walking this path, please.
When you're ready, when you're ready, then this is here for you. But when you're ready.
From all of our hearts, aloha. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yoga Revealers, thank you so much for tuning in and receiving a powerful download from the founder and visionary of Purium, the superfood company that is here to help us upgrade our relationship with health, wealth, purpose, and community. If you feel inspired to learn more in a personal conversation with me, Alec, feel free to email me at aleclovelifeyoga@gmail.com. It has truly become a passion of mine to share this information as it has shaped the last 15 months of my life and helped me share yoga in a more amplified and productive way. This has allowed me to create more life with the healing modalities that yoga truly offers to us. If you're interested in joining in on a 40-day ultimate nutrition program, go to ishoppurium.com and create an account using one word, Alec Love Life Yoga, for 25% off your first order. As any of this information may have resonated with you, when the time aligns, the door is always open. Stay tuned for more epic episodes of the Yoga Revealed podcast. Until next time, your brother, Alec Vishal Rubin from Boulder, Colorado, is sending you love. Aloha and namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.